What is up, everyone? It has been a while since I have made any kind of podcast, but we're going to do a little quick one here on the 3D print show. Haven't really printed much since my last video. Kind of took a little break. I did print a video, or not a video, wow. I did print a mask, helmet, whatever you want to call it, of Star-Lord for a coworker of mine for his kid for Halloween. And that actually turned out really great. He 3D prints as well. He's having issues with his printers, asked if I could do it. So he got all sized up and it fit perfectly. So what I'm looking to print for myself is a new button key for the keyboard, the escape button, but I'm not finding anything on Thingiverse. A keycap puller. Maybe I don't need to look specifically for that. I just need to search keycaps. I don't want a basic one. I figure I'd get something different. And I actually have just white loaded in. These are black keys, but white will do. I really don't know what to do, honestly. I found some Mandalorian ones. I think we're going to go with that. Unsurprisingly, I think it comes with all three of these. I'm seeing the Mandalorian with his helmet, his signet, and then one of Grogu. I think I'm going to do that. Okay, let's... So, if you want to look for those, let me actually go in and see. Five files. Okay, so, Mando keycap, angle Mando keycap, Mudhorn keycap, angled Mudhorn, and Mando keycap that doesn't have a picture. Okay, maybe Baby Yoda is not in this. Is just pictured beside him, but there's no file for him. Alright, that's fine. We will do just Mando then. So if you're wanting to look for this, just search the Mandalorian keycap. It was published February 6th, 2022. It's like you get five different files, so you get to figure out if you want angled or not angled. I'm going to do it. Angled Mando keycap. Let's see what that does. I hit download. I don't see it. Oh, there it goes. Might want to open Slicer. Things run a little slow. Okay. That downloaded. The neat thing is you can either download all or download the specific one. So I'm just going to download the specific one. Oh, it also tells you how many times that one's been downloaded. It looks like the bottom one's been downloaded 997 times, the most. But there's no visual of it. That's the only thing. Maybe that's Baby Yoda, maybe it's not. Let me go down in the comments. Let's see. Mando Boba Jango. Oh. Okay, he used the same helmet and printed that. Okay. Okay, well that's... A lot of these have nothing to do with it. I'm just wanting to know where. Okay, well, those comments didn't really help. Details. Oh, so the other one is the other file. It seems like it's a file you can go in and make changes. We don't need that. Okay. Well, I feel that's slightly false advertising, not giving us the child, but it is what it is. We're gonna open this. We're using the big printer. I think we're already preheated. Yes, we are preheated. If I do this and I use Creality Slicer 1.2.3 just for reference. On the profile, if I do a normal profile of 0.15 millimeter, it says it's gonna take about 28 minutes. What is high quality gonna do? That's also with a raft and no support structure. Now this, did this guy use a raft? Sometimes they post it in the details. Okay. Print settings is what he has. He used the Ender 3. Rafts didn't matter. No supports. Resolution 0.08. Huh. Well, I think we're just going to do this in normal. PLA. Let that load up. Zoom in and see this thing. I think it'll look pretty decent. Let's save that to the card. So as I say, I'm printing this on my bigger printer, and this is kind of overkill, I should say, using this big printer for it, but I've got issues going on with the Ender 3 that I don't feel like fixing. Okay, so we want to print SD. Mendo. Typically, I do the glue stick method and apply a glue stick down to help it help adhesion, but I don't think I'm going to do that on this one. It's such a small item. See, now it's starting on its, I've raft? Yeah. It's starting on its raft. Yeah, it's adhesing really good, so I think I'm going to leave it at that. For my settings, I'm running this on my Jo S8 Plus, or Sunloom S8, as it's called on some places you purchase. Literally the exact same printer. I've got the, it's running about 200 nozzle and about 60 on the bed. And I'm going to keep the speed at 100%. It doesn't look like we're getting any kind of issues, so yeah, I think I'm going to keep that as I start this next layer on that raft. I think that's going to be it for this this little quick podcast. I hope to start doing some video podcasts here soon. Once I clean up this little area, I've got a brand new GoPro 10 I can't wait to use on here. We've been playing with it a little bit, trying to figure out settings, and the thing keeps overheating. But I think I may have figured it out to where it won't overheat, and I can just use it on here. So we shall see. But thanks for listening. So I hope I can get the do some video podcast here soon, that way you guys can see what I'm doing here. I've got a decent little setup. I don't think I've ever did a podcast with the new printer. We picked up a Sculpto 2 Pro. I think you can still get them on sale. Let's see. Sculpto 2. Just search Sculpto 2. Or Pro 2, my bad. Buy. The only thing, when I purchased, I had to set my bank to do international purchases for the one time. The company is based in the UK, so some of those overseas purchases will let you do it without swapping that. Some won't. I turned mine on, did it. Once the money came out, like a minute later, then I turned that feature back off. So that way nothing can get in my account. Let's go buy that. It went up a little bit. It was originally about 130. Right now it's on sale for $88. Plus, you know, tax, shipping, all that stuff. I got it, I think, when it was around $72. So it's gone up just a little bit. You can do Shop Pay for a payment option. Let's see what the more options are. Google Pay, PayPal, Shop Pay. Yeah, so I did Shop Pay. Better. Feel a little bit better about myself. And they do have... It's weird. There's some in a warehouse. It'll tell you where it's at. It's pickup available in a Kansas warehouse. Obviously, I shipped it. But the shipping was quick, so I assume it shipped out of that U.S. warehouse. But the money still goes to the company account, which is based out in the UK. But I used it a few times. It is a fantastic printer. I think that's going to be the printer I try to do my first video podcast with. I definitely need to do a podcast with it and a review video. I haven't seen a whole lot of stuff with them, but it's all app based. It's powered by an app on your phone, Android, Apple, and Windows. So you can actually control it with your computer as well if you wish. It does all the slicing itself, or you can do your own slicing. I can't think of the word I was trying to say, but mimic anything you need to do yourself in your own slicer. It's pretty cool. I haven't used it on the computer yet because typically it's in a different room. And you may not understand why that matters now, but when I make another podcast or a video, it will sound better. But need to do that, and I still need to order parts from my other big printer because that's just sitting there and it's collecting dust. So more parts need to be ordered. But I hope everyone has a great rest of their day or evening. I hope to start doing more podcasts. I guess we'll start a new series of me actually doing stuff and hopefully getting this video set up. So thanks for listening, and hope y'all have fun printing.